A Dalhousie researcher is leading a study that discusses the effects of vaping on young people's lungs. According to Statistics Canada, vaping has been increasing and is more common among 15 to 24-year-olds. We're here with Dalhousie researcher Dr. Sanya Stanjovic. How are you, doctor?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about your research?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned in your intro, over the last 10, 15 years, we've seen a huge rise in the number of people that are using e-cigarettes or vaping. And although they were initially introduced as a safer way of consuming nicotine than traditional tobacco cigarettes, we really don't know a lot about the effects of vaping on lung health. We have lots of studies from animals or cellular studies that tell us some information, but it's really difficult to understand the impact it has on humans, on real people. And that's what we're trying to do with this study. What we're trying to do is look at individuals who regularly vape and a group of otherwise healthy individuals who have no history of vaping. And we want to compare how their lungs are working. And that's what we're doing in the study. And I can tell you more about that.
But yes. So please do. So how many people are you currently looking for? Do you have people? When is the research beginning?
Yeah, so we're well underway. We started in September and we're about halfway there right now. We are looking for 50 people who vape and 50 controls or healthy individuals. And we have lots of people who have been interested who are in that healthy group, but we're still looking for individuals who vape to join our study.
So you're a researcher, I'm sure you know about the topic. What are the effects of vaping for someone who doesn't really know much about it?
That's a really good question, and we're just beginning to learn and find out. So we know that there were cases in the United States and some here in Canada of something called EVALI, or e-cigarette-related lung injury. And those cases was a spike in hospitalizations and some individuals who died. And that was our first clue that maybe there was something about vaping that was causing detrimental or negative effects on individuals. But it was a very isolated spike, and we didn't quite understand what was causing it. There was some evidence that it was the additives that were put into vaping products. But it really started the kind of inquisition into, well, what are the effects of vaping? And like I mentioned, that there's studies in animals that show that high concentrations of exposure to vape particles damages the airways. There's evidence that it also has effects on brains and the development of brains and lung tissue. But we don't have definitive evidence like we do with smoking. And we also know that it took decades before we knew the effects of smoking, and people had to be exposed for 40, 50 years before we could measure those effects. So what we're trying to do with this study is use novel, sensitive ways of measuring how the lungs work to see if we can detect any changes early, and to better understand if there are effects on lung health, and if there are those effects, how they influence the lungs.
Is vaping equivalent to smoking cigarettes, or is it less harmful? I mean, I do notice that in friend groups, people assume that vaping is better than cigarettes because they're inhaling a fruity liquid. So is there any research on that?
So there's I would call it a perception. You're absolutely right. Many people believe that because when we vape, we remove that harmful tobacco that's being combusted and inhaled, that it's a safer alternative to smoking. And in individuals who are smoking tobacco cigarettes, vaping may be a way to help them quit. And there's some evidence that in individuals who are smoking tobacco cigarettes, vaping may be a safer alternative. The question that we really don't know is it safe? So what we don't know is whether inhaling of any substances into your lungs or consuming any substances into your body is safe. And so that's what we're really trying to figure out, is that it may be safer than cigarettes because we've removed that combustion of tobacco. But we don't know what happens when we vaporize these flavors or the contents. We don't know what happens inside the lungs when these chemicals combine and interact. And we also don't know whether heating of the metal coils to vaporize these liquids, whether there are very small particles from these metals that eventually end up getting inhaled by the lungs, and whether they cause damage. Our lungs are very resilient, but they also aren't immune to some of these things. And this is where this initial research, and it's very preliminary, but it's a way for us to start to unravel and understand if it is safe.
I know you said it usually takes time to find if it's safe or not. Are there any maybe short-term methods? What's the word I'm looking for?
Early indications?
Yes. Are there any early indications? Mm-hmm.
Another great question. So we have reports of individuals who already have a respiratory condition, so individuals with asthma. If they vape, we see an exacerbation or a worsening of their asthma, where they're ending up in hospital more, they're reporting more symptoms. We also see when we interview individuals who vape, and particularly these 18 to 24-year-olds, they report to us that they have cough, they have more difficulty breathing, that they have new respiratory symptoms that they maybe didn't have before. And so we're seeing these reports of maybe changes in symptoms. We're seeing reports of people with underlying conditions where they may be starting to see some of these effects of vaping. But again, we have trouble identifying whether it's what about vaping is causing those symptoms, or even if it is vaping that's causing those symptoms. And I think more critically, we may have symptoms, but just like we get colds and we have symptoms and they go away, or you vape or you try it and then you stop, are there long-term effects? Does any exposure to these products do damage to our airways, our lungs, other parts of our bodies that we won't know about till much later down the road?
Is vaping addictive? Do you find, according to your research, people who pick it up tend to stay with it? And why is that, I guess?
So vaping products still have nicotine. So it's nicotine in cigarettes, traditional tobacco cigarettes, that makes it addictive. And so many vaping products do have nicotine, and the concentrations of nicotine in vaping products vary greatly. And so some products have a very small concentration, others have very large concentrations. And nicotine, we know, is addictive. There's also a social aspect of vaping, particularly in young adolescents, early adults. So certainly we see that. And I think more alarmingly, I mentioned earlier that it was introduced, or vaping was introduced as a way to help people quit smoking or a safer alternative to smoking. And what we're seeing is the contrast in that individuals who vape are more likely to start smoking traditional cigarettes later. And that's where, you know, I think as a community, we're very interested in understanding more and understanding why and who are these individuals that transition. What are there some vaping products that are safe? Are there some vaping products that are worse than others? And how do we measure these effects so that we can start to give people information? I think just like smoking, just like many other things we do, at the end of the day, people have to make their own choices about what they put into their bodies or what they do every day. And so what we're hoping is that we can provide people with information to make informed choices about what they choose to do.
And when can people expect your study to be published?
Mm-hmm. I hope as soon as we get results. So I said we're about halfway through. We're almost done our recruitment. And as soon as we finish recruiting that last individual, we're going to get cracking on our analysis and to get this information out as soon as we can. And I hope I'll be able to come back here later next year and tell you more about the results that we found.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Dr. Sanya.